You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. What a day of volatility on Dalal Street today. But eventually, Sensex gained 131 points and Nifty ended above 10,800, but only just about, based on global cues. And these are the big stories we will be tracking as we take this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The 30-share BSE Sensex recovered more than 200 points from the day's low to close 130.77 points higher at 35,980.93, while the 50-share NSE Nifty gained 30.4 points to end at 10,802.2. Overall, the market has been range-bound for the last few sessions and investors turned cautious ahead of corporate earnings season, which will be kicked off later this week by IndusInd Bank, Infosys and TCS, experts said, adding globally the trade meeting between US and China will be closely watched. Jayanth Manglik, president of Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "We continue to remain cautiously optimistic on the Indian markets in the near term. The focus of investors would shift to quarter three FY19 earnings season and domestic macro data such as IIP, CPI and WPI, which are likely to dictate the trend of the market in the coming sessions," unquote. Furthermore, market participants would closely monitor the progress of trade talks between the US and China, behavior of crude oil prices and fluctuation in currency as it would further induce volatility in the markets, Manglik went on to say. Manglik advises investors to stay focused on selected blue-chip companies while traders should strictly hedge their leveraged positions. The broader indices closed mixed today with the balanced market breadth. The BSE Midcap Index fell 0.16%, while the Small Cap Index gained 0.17%. On the sectoral front, Nifty PSU Bank gained the most, rising 2.77% on improving NPA resolution, along with capital infusion and depressed valuation. Pharma Index climbed 1.5%, while bank, auto, financial service and metal indices gained 0.4 to 0.8% today. ICICI Bank up 3.4%, SBI up 3%, Axis Bank up 2.1%, ITC up 0.92% and Sun Pharma up 4%, Tata Motors up 2.62% and Yes Bank up 2.8% were the leading positive contributors to the Nifty's gains. HDFC Bank, HDFC, that is the HDFC Twins, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Z Entertainment and Hindustan Unilever were the top losers among the Nifty 50 stocks. Top IT firms TCS and Infosys were down by 0.2% ahead of December quarter earnings. Some other stocks that made the news today, Bandhan Bank and Gruh Finance continue to fall sharply, down 5% and 16% respectively, after the board members approved the amalgamation of Gruh Finance into Bandhan Bank through a share swap deal. Tata Elxsi was down 0.6% after the company's quarter three profit dropped 20% sequentially, while IndusInd Bank gained 1.2% ahead of December quarter earnings, which are expected to be strong. And Bharat Dynamics rallied 6% after signing a contract worth 760 crore rupees with the Indian Army. As usual, at the end of the podcast, we take a quick flight across the world. On the global front, European stocks have been trading slightly higher as investors monitor the trade talks between China and the US. France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE have all been up 0.4 to 0.9% at the time of my saying this to you. And Asian stocks ended mixed, with Japan's Nikkei rising 0.8% while China's Shanghai Composite fell 0.3%. Well, those are the big stories emerging out of Dalal Street today on the 8th of January. We'll also be bringing to you podcasts about ICAI and the dissolution of it. We'll also be talking about algorithmic trading and what Mr. Khandelwal has had to say about it on Money Control. We'll also be talking about how some of the blame that the swings that the US markets have been seeing cannot be attributed to algorithmic trading, as many people have come out to say. All of those things will be covered in the podcast that will come out today. And of course, for the stock market updates, you'll have to find me first thing in the morning tomorrow. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.